Hare Krishna. So today we will see the pastime of Periyalvar and Andal. Periyalvar. Who is Periyalvar? Sit properly.
Garuda.
Come in front. Periyalvar is who?
Garuda.
Incarnation of?
Garuda.
Yeah. And who is Garuda?
Garuda, the vehicle of Vishnu.
The vehicle of Lord Vishnu.
Does the Lord require petrol?
No.
Okay. Does it ever stop?
No.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So this Periyalvar, he was brought up in, from childhood itself, his parents had named him Vishnu Chitta. Vishnu Chitta means a person who always thinks of Lord Vishnu. So he had one more name called Vishnu Chitta. And as he grew up, he loved this service very much. One service very much. And that service is to grow a garden, beautiful garden for the pleasure of the Lord. So he himself grew a beautiful garden. And in that garden, he grew the best flowers. Different flowers like roses and mogra. Different lovely aromatic flowers, as well as tulasi, lots of tulasi. This he had constructed a beautiful garden, and he was staying in the place called Sri Villi Puttur. Actually, Puttur was a village. There were two brothers, Villi and Kandan. Those two brothers, once they went outside, in Villi and Kandan. They went to the forest once. At that time, a tiger came, and what happened? It ate this Kandan. So Villi, just seeing the sight, he fell unconscious. At that time, the Lord himself came in the dream of Villi, and he gave by his glance, he made Kandan alive, and he told Villi, both of them, he told that there is a location. You go there you will get a deity of mine. You take that and you construct a temple. Yeah, lot of and he also said that near that there is a cave where there are lot of jewels. You will get lot of treasure. So these two boys, they were very happy because they had seen the Lord himself, and they got this treasure also. They got the blessings of the Lord. So they went and they found a beautiful deity of the Lord, and that deity of the Lord is called Vatapatra Sai.
Vatapatra Sai.
So this deity they took and they installed, and a beautiful temple was constructed with the treasure. And this temple, many devotees used to come. Along with that, Periyalvar was also staying near the temple. And he constructed this beautiful garden in which he would make. His only service was he would take care of the garden very nicely. He would cultivate beautiful flowers, and he would pluck the flowers with lot of love and make them make beautiful garlands. And he would offer it to the Lord, and he would see the beauty. Oh, the Lord is looking so beautiful. That is how he used to see. So, this is how he was doing his devotion. There the local king called King Vallabha, he wanted to know what is the supreme absolute truth. So, he was inquiring, and then there was a conference going to be held in his kingdom. So, many scholars were going to come. All the local pandits, scholars, all were going to come. And they were going to talk about from the scriptures what is the absolute truth. And the Lord came in the dream of Periyalvar, and he said, tomorrow I want you to go to that conference, and I want you to prove that I am the supreme absolute truth. You talk about me, and you talk from the scriptures about me. So Periyalvar, as from his childhood, he never went to school. He didn't learn Vedas. Yes, he was busy in gardening. So he didn't, he showed his hands to the Lord. You know, because of gardening, sometimes your hands become very rough. I mean, because you're doing very hard and you know, you have these marks in your hands. So he showed that to the Lord and he said, you know, my Lord, I love the service of making garlands to you. I am so ignorant. I am such a, I don't know anything about the Vedas. How can I go in the conference and prove about you? How can I go and tell about you in the full conference? The Lord said, don't worry. See, for a devotee, if anyone takes the names of the Lord with love, he need not, you know, worry for anything. For him, all the knowledge automatically comes. Any knowledge, if you take, that is bhakti. If anyone is having, you may try to achieve now the whole knowledge of the entire world, but still you may lack in so many things. But if you do bhakti, Krishna will give you the knowledge of everything. He says in Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, what is that verse? Esham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam ye namam upayantite. What is that? If you, whoever is devoted, for him, Krishna, sitting inside your heart, he will give you the knowledge. So he knows if you are chanting or if you are doing some other work. So that is why the Lord promised him, you don't worry. I am ordering you, you go to the conference and I will speak through you. Then he felt confident. And Peri Alvar, as ordered by the Lord, he went to that place. That is afterwards, not now. That is later. Now only now we are just concentrating on the pastime of Peri Alvar. So Peri, it was told like this: a big sack of coins, gold coins, was hung in the ceiling in the palace, and whoever would speak the absolute truth, which had, see, some statements when you speak from the scriptures, it has so much power because it is the truth. So, if that absolute truth is spoken, that bag, whoever speaks absolute truth, in his hand, the bag will fall. So, all the scholars, they came and they started speaking, you know, they had so much knowledge and they were so proud of their knowledge. And everyone came and, you know, they just started saying all the statements from the scriptures. Each one came and he started selling so many things. But the bag didn't fall at all. Then Vishnu Chitta came. Or Peri Alvar came and all started laughing. Hey, what is this? He doesn't know anything. What he is doing? He just makes simple garlands. What he will speak about Vedas? They all started laughing at him. But he was very peaceful. He never cared for anything. He just came because the Lord himself had told him to come. So he went there and he just started speaking. He spoke such beautiful lines about the Lord. He could speak. Why? Because the Lord himself was speaking through him. He was speaking all the words. And then what happened? When he finished, he said, Lord Krishna is the supreme absolute truth. Immediately the bag came and fell in the hands of Peri Alvar. So the king was very happy because he wanted to know. He was so happy because he came to know that, I mean, Lord Krishna is the supreme absolute truth. So then he came and he awarded him and he said that we'll have a procession in which they made Peri Alvar sit on an elephant and it was taken throughout the kingdom. Everyone was saying Peri Alvar ki jai. I mean, they were trying to glorify Peri Alvar. But Peri Alvar was feeling so he didn't like anyone praising him. He, you know, these words are so beautiful. Just watch carefully. He said, I am just a bamboo. I am just the flute and the Lord is the flutist. He is the one who is playing. I didn't speak anything. The Lord is speaking. See, this is the humble nature of a devotee. He never takes credit for himself. And he said that I am a puppeteer. I am a puppet and the Lord is a puppeteer. I have not spoken these words. The words the Lord has spoken. You please praise the Lord. So everyone was praising him, but he was praising the Lord. And because the Lord, you know, whenever a devotee is glorified, he enjoys more. So what happened when Peri Alvar was going through the streets the Lord himself came on Garuda and with all his symbols, Shankh, Chakra, Gada, Padma. What is the name of the Gada of Vishnu?
Kamudani.
Chakra? And Conchel? So this Peri Alvar saw the beautiful sight, and this was the only Alvar. He said, all blessings to you, my Lord. He was blessing the Lord. See, there are different relationships with the Lord. One is called Vatsalya. What?
Vatsalya.
This is the relationship Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj had with Krishna. That is the parental affection. With that, he was saying all glories to you. He was blessing the Lord. Oh Lord, you should be glorified for so many years. Your lotus feet should be glorified for so many years. That is why he came to be known as Peri Alvar. So this way, Peri Alvar glorified him. And he went back home and he started continuing doing his Nitya Seva. What was his Seva? That he was?
Gardening.
And one day while he was gardening, while he was digging the ground, he saw a beautiful baby. Can you remember from the scriptures, one more king found a beautiful baby in the garden? Who? Yeah, very good. Yes. Yeah. Janaka found Janaki. Very good. So this way, the way Janaka found Janaki, the same way Peri Alvar, he found a beautiful child and they named her as Andal. She was the incarnation of Bhudevi. Basically, in the spiritual world, there are three Lakshmis serving Lord Vishnu. That is Shridevi, Bhudevi and Neela Devi. What?
Shridevi, Bhudevi and Neela Devi.
Shridevi,
Bhudevi and Neela Devi.
So this Andal was the incarnation of Bhudevi. So this, she a very beautiful child. And this Peri Alvar, he took the child and he went to his wife. His wife's name was Vrajai. So they both were very happy. They got this beautiful child and she started growing. And her only thing was, she was always thinking of Krishna. Because that is how her parents got, made her think of. She didn't see TV, she didn't go to play basketball, or she didn't go to play hockey or to do karate or all these things. She was only thinking of Krishna and how to serve Krishna. And even as she grew up, she started making garlands and now she grew up into a very beautiful young girl. And what she used to do, Vishnu Chitta, he used to make these beautiful garlands of tulasi and garlands of flowers. And he would keep all the garlands at one place and he would go to do some other activities before going to the temple to serve the garlands. So you know what she did? She said, let me see if the garlands are of the right size. So she took those garlands and she put it on herself. And she went to the mirror and she was seeing, you know, whether the garland is proper, whether everything is proper and how it is looking on her before offering to the Lord. So this happened for many days. And the day when she started doing this, wearing the garlands before offering to the Lord, we should not do that, okay? She is Bhu Lakshmi, so she can do it. So she wore the garlands, and the day when she wore the garlands, Peri Alvar went and offered it to Vadapatra Sai in Srivilliputtur, that day, the whole temple, there was a very beautiful smell. Every day the flowers, they had a good smell. But that day it was, from that day onwards, there was a special smell throughout the everywhere. I mean, everyone could sense it. Not only that, the Lord had a beautiful smile on his lips. His red coral lips. The Lord's lips are compared to a coral, this thing. So red his lips were. And he was smiling on that day when she wore the garlands. And like this it happened for months. No one knew that Andal was wearing the garlands and keeping it, and then it was being offered. But one day, this it is said that one day when Peri Alvar came home, he saw some flowers on the hair of Andal. He saw, how is this, some hair, some flowers are there in her hair, the same flowers which I have offered to the Lord. So then he came to know what happened. So he shouted at her. Up till now, he had never shouted at his daughter. He shouted at her, "How is this? Before offering to the Lord, you wore these garlands. That is not nice." So she had never heard like this any time. So she started crying. So then Periyalvar felt very bad. "Oh, I've hurt my child." Not only that, he thought, "Today I cannot offer the flowers to the Lord because it has already been worn by her." So he never offered the flowers. So that day there was no decoration for the Lord. Only means no flower decoration for the Lord. Other decorations were made, but there were no garlands, no tulasi garlands, nothing were there. And there was no smile also on the face of Lord Vishnu. So Periyalvar was very sad. "Oh, what? I mean, first of all, I shouted at my child. Secondly, I didn't offer," because he was feeling very bad. Every day he would offer flowers to the Lord, and he was feeling very bad. "Oh, today I didn't offer flowers to the Lord." So then that night the Lord came in his dream, and he said that she is the incarnation of Bhudevi. And she is born here only because she is born here only to wear my garland. The garlands before I wear, she would wear it. That is why her main purpose is. So you always give me the garlands only after she wears it. Then only I will wear it. This way the Lord told in the dream of Periyalvar, and he felt so happy. "Oh, my daughter is not an ordinary child." So from next day onwards, every day the first flower she would wear, then only the Lord would wear. Again he started smiling. The Lord started smiling. Now she started growing into a young girl. So now her father started worrying. Now he has to get her married. She is such a great devotee, and she is not an ordinary woman. I mean, ordinary lady. So he has to see someone, an equal match, someone much better than her. So he was wondering what I should do now. So he himself went to her and he said that, "Do you have anyone in your mind whom you would like to marry?" So then she said that. That day, you remember, I showed you the 108 Divya Desams.
Yes.
108 deities. So he said, out of those 108 deities, would you like to marry any one of them? So then, do you have anything in your mind like that? So she said that, "You start glorifying these deities, then I will tell you." So he started, just imagine, 108 Divya Desams. Periyalvar started glorifying each and every temple, each and every deity. He is like this, he is the full description of each and every deity. So he finished all the 108 deities. Then in that list, in the end, he told about Sri Rangam. He started describing all the qualities of Sri Ranganath. At that time, she had tears in her eyes. She said, "I want to marry Sri Ranganath." Periyalvar thought, "How can I get you married to Sri Ranganath? I mean, getting to the Lord, it is not such an easy job." So Periyalvar was in more worries now. How will I get Andal married to to Sri Ranganath? But that day when he was worried, he went to, he was sleeping. At that time the Lord came in his dream, and in the dream of the king. He came in the dream of Periyalvar and he said, "Periyalvar, tomorrow along with Andal you come to Sri Rangam. From Sri Velliputtur to Sri Rangam. And you don't worry. Okay? You just bring her there. I'll get married to her." And to the priest in Sri Rangam, as well as to he went in the dream of the king over there, and he said, "I want to get married now." Sri Ranganath went in the dream of the king and he said, "Now I want to get married. So you send a palanquin and lot of soldiers, go and bring Periyalvar and Andal with lot of respect to Sri Rangam." Are you able to follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
So he told that way, and so immediately the king, he sent a palanquin and lot of servants, many people came, and Andal was very beautiful, but still the ladies came and dressed her up because she was going to marry the Lord. So then they dressed her up and she got into the palanquin, and Periyalvar covered the palanquin from all sides because she was the property of the Lord. See, basically when we offer to the Lord bhog, you should always cover it, because when you are offering to the Lord, they say, what happens, say suppose your mother makes puri, sabjis, pulao, rasgulla and all for the deity, for the Lord. And by mistake, you see it before the Lord. What will happen? Mummy, I'm hungry, give me first, you will say, right? But that is wrong. First, you should offer it to the Lord. That is why we cover the plate with some cloth so that no one sees it. That is how you should bring in front of the Lord. So, Andal was the property of the Lord. So, he covered her with all curtains on all sides. And in the palanquin, she was brought to Srirangam. And when she came to Srirangam, she had the garland in her hands. And Sri Ranganath is... how many of you have been to Srirangam? None of you? Oh, you have been now? Very small.
It's a
Srirangam. In Srirangam, the deity is very big. From here to there it is. And the Lord is he's in this posture. And Anandasesha is there. And the Lord is in this posture. He is sleeping in that posture. So the deity, there are three doors. You can't see the deity from one side itself. From the three, you have to take the vision from three different doors. So you big is the deity, Ranganath. In Tiruchi, in South India. So Srirangam, so she came to Srirangam, she got this garland and she went direct, straight into the Garbhagraha. Garbhagraha means the place where the deity is there. She went straight over there. And she climbed up and there was Anantasesha. As I said, you know, Lord Ranganath is lying down like this. And behind Anantasesha is there. So she went up and she put the garland on Sri Ranganath. And then she merged into Sri Ranganath. So Sri Andal ki?
Jai.
Sri Ranganath Swami ki?
Jai.
So Periyalvar, he thought, oh, they are going to get married. But he never knew that he'll be separated from his daughter now forever. Because she has gone with the Lord to perform pastimes. So Periyalvar had tears in his eye. He was very happy that his daughter got married to the Lord. But he had tears in his eyes. But anyway, he came back home. He was feeling so sad. That is why from the deity, the voice came out. The Lord spoke. Lord Saul spoke. Periyalvar, now you go and continue your service towards Vatapatra Sai. Go and make your garlands again. So then Periyalvar went back home. He had a very sad heart. It was so difficult, no? All 15 years he was attached to his daughter. And he went home and he started doing his service again. And then he completed his service. After when he ended his life, he went back home, back to Godhead. Sri Periyalvar ki?
Jai.
Sri Andal ki?
Jai.
Sri Ranganath Swami ki?
Jai.